So I mentioned before what we're here to do, selecting the right device, how to go about making some choices. First, a few considerations. Let's talk about some questions that you should be asking yourself, or your customers, or your end users. What version of Link are you on? And what are your upgrade plans? There are some differences in one particular feature that I'm going to talk about, the Boss Admin, where in Link 2010, there's a back-end change that has to get made, and we'll talk about that. In Link 2013, it's already built in, so no changes are necessary. When do you plan to deploy Enterprise Voice? In other words, what's the timeline? What's driving the need to buy endpoints? These are important questions. Does your strategy include increasing soft phone adoption? In other words, a lot of organizations, when they migrate from a legacy PBX environment to a UC platform, they think that soft phones and headphones will cover the vast majority of needs. And very often we find that that's not the case. There are people who still like the look and the feel and the experience of the end device. And so you really need to understand, what's that percentage going to be? Does your IT staff like to tinker with things? In other words, the CX line is a fixed configuration phone. It's set with features, they cannot be changed. And if you're looking for features above and beyond that, a superset of features, you need to think of that, because that will lead you down the decision tree process. Are you looking to migrate from an OpenSIP platform like Call Manager or Avaya over to Link? So CX is a Link stack phone only. All it does is work on Link. However, VVX is a dual stack phone. It will work in OpenSIP environments. It will also work in Link environments. And that's a flip of the switch on the phone. So if you have locations that are Call Manager today, or Avaya, or other OpenSIP platforms, yet you want to standardize on one type of device, this is going to be another part of the decision tree process. And we'll get more into that in the discussion. Is customization important to you? CX phones don't really give you that capability. Some customers don't want it, they don't need it. However, in some organizations, people want to be able to brand the phone. They want that company logo on the background or in a micro browser on the phone. Or there are certain features and functionality that they want that they can't get with CX. Again, we're going to look into that. And when you leave here, you'll know exactly what that decision tree looks like. What about features such as Boss Admin? Who here comes from a legacy PBX environment where your users are accustomed to Boss Admin or some form of call coverage? And we see that a lot in the field. So that is a critical part of the decision tree process. Are you going to need features like that? And if so, that's going to point you down one road or another. Are features like Better Together important to you? So do you want to tether the phone to the PC so that the user can manipulate that phone through the Link client? If you don't care about that, that's okay. Some users love it and they rely on it. Both CX and VVX can be tethered, although they're tethered in different manners. There are different types of models that fit into different use case scenarios. So you need to be apprised of the various models that are available and which ones are best fitted for that use case scenario. Do we need an entry-level phone where perhaps a CX300 might be appropriate, or perhaps a VVX300 for a common area phone? There are phones for mid-range use. There are phones that offer slightly better performance. And then there are phones for that executive premium experience. And these will factor into your decision-making process. So don't forget that our phones can also be used in call centers. Now here's a little tidbit of information. 76% of voice handsets are Polycom. They're attached to the Link environment. And this came from Canalys. So there are a large number of customers who are deploying CX and VVX into their environments. Let's take a look at the portfolio. We have USB phones, which is a personal speakerphone. plugs into your PC, and is enumerated into Windows as an available audio playback device in Link. And again, you can change audio devices on the fly and send audio to that device. The Polycom SoundPoint IP phones, these were the original phones that we manufactured. These were originally OpenSIP only, although some of them do support the Link stack today. They're very popular in call centers, in the ITSP community, and general OpenSIP environments. And then when Link 2010 came out, so did the Polycom CX series. And this was really the first type of device that would connect to the Link environment and give users that handset experience. However, there were other use cases that customers wanted, and that's really what forced the development of the VVX line, what we call the business media phones. And these phones offer you a wide range of options, and we're going to take a look at all of those options today. This slide shows the portfolio and what it looks like. We start off with the desktop phones on the left, which are the SoundPoint phones. Every model, with the exception of the IP670, is Link capable. However, the user experience on these devices is not what I would consider optimal, although customers who have these deployed can also use these in a Link environment, hence why the Link support is there in the stack. The SoundPoint IP phones support sidecars, so on the IP670 and the IP650, you can put together multiple sidecars for that call coverage capability, or if you want to be a presence stalker, have as many as you like, and you can keep tabs on what everyone's presence is. In the business media phones, we start out with the VVX 300 and 310. You'll notice that in the 300 and the 400 series, there's a 10 model as well. And the reason that is because all of these phones support GigE except for the 300 and the 400. Those support 100 meg. So the 310 and the 410 are GigE models. The 5 and 600 are GigE. There's no choice in the 5 and 600s, but just understand that the difference in the designation between the 300 and 310, the 400, 410, is GigE support. The VVX 500 and 600, these, by the way, all support HD voice. And if you're not familiar with that, back in the day when the dinosaurs roamed the telephony earth, toll quality voice was about 3.3 kilohertz. Very compressed, very tinny. Often you heard hiss in the background or delays in audio, and that's just the way that the Bell System network was designed for optimization. But as we migrated into the VoIP world and packetized voice, we were no longer subject to that. And so now we could increase the voice dynamics closer to what the human ear can audibly understand, which is closer to 22 kilohertz. So all these phones will support, and depending upon the model, at least 14 kilohertz in sound quality. So what that means to you is when someone is in California and their counterpart is in Singapore, it sounds like they're right next to you in that room. So the voice is phenomenal quality. Then there's the VVX 1500, which is more of an executive level phone, much larger screen, and a slightly different user experience. Then we have the Microsoft Link phones. And I don't know if everyone understands this, that Microsoft develops and owns the Link Phone Edition code that runs on CX devices. So Polycom manufactures the hardware. Microsoft develops the software. On the business media phones, the VVX and the SoundPoint, it's both Polycom's hardware and software. So the user experience will be a little different. Microsoft is responsible for developing new features or addressing bugs that may occur in the CX phone line. And then again, on the PC speaker phones, we have the CX100, the C100S, and the C100 itself. Notice that the CX300 is a USB-only phone. This is not network-enabled. So if you're going to use that in a Link environment, it must be tethered to a host PC. The VVX phone, this is a busy chart. There are common features to all of these phones. They all support PoE. They all support HD voice. It's a WebKit-based browser with HTML5 support. So later in this discussion, I'm going to talk to you about what we can do with that browser and what the realm of possibilities are. And this is where you really get to customize and brand the phone. Again, CX will not offer you this capability. So some of the things that factor into your decision tree process. At the low end of the line, we have the VVX 300, which is great for a common area phone. It's a six-line device, backlit display, monochrome. Not a lot of frills, not a lot of bells and whistles in this. The VVX 400 moves up in the product line. It's 12 lines, but it also introduces color to the display. This is not a touchscreen display. This is one you navigate with buttons. The VVX 500 and 600 are both touchscreen gesture-based displays. And what that means is that when you put something on the idle screen, you enable that feature. It's a web page that would come up and be seen, which would then cover your pin favorites and link or your line appearance. If you swipe from left to right, it moves that out of the way, and you see your pin favorites, you see your line appearance. The difference between the 5 and 600 is that the 600 has a larger screen, slightly better screen resolution, but also supports Bluetooth. So that has a Bluetooth radio built in. Now the 5 and 600 both have USB, so if you need Bluetooth support on a VVX 500, you take the dongle that ships with the headset, plug it into the back of the VVX 500, and you now have Bluetooth support there as well. I want to point out the VVX camera. Since the 5 and 600 are USB devices, there's two USB ports, one off the back, one on the top. The one on the top accepts the USB camera. And this is optional for those situations where you want to support video between two endpoints. And then we have the long-awaited expansion modules. There are two types, but only one works with Link. There's a paper-based sidecar, which would be for OpenSIP environments. Then we have the LCD sidecar, and that's for Link. That is the only one that will work with Link in our VVX phones. I'll get into more details, but there are 28 contacts and three pages on each sidecar. I can daisy chain three sidecars to each VVX. So that's 252 contacts that I can support, plus the other pin favorites on the screen itself of the phone, that increases it into 260 plus. What sets VVX apart from CX is the expansion capabilities and some of the hardware abilities of the phone. This slide shows the backside of the phone, and the blue circle indicates where the sidecar, or what we call the expansion module, would plug in. The green circle shows the Ethernet switch port, and when you're going to be tethering in a BTOE, or Better Together over Ethernet scenario, you need to have the PC plugged into the switch port on the phone. And then the red circle shows you the electronic hook switch interface for those headsets that support it. So no longer do you have to have this clunky little thing that sits on the phone to raise the handset for you when you want to go off hook, or lower it again when you're done with that call. And then on the very bottom, we show the BTOE, or the pairing that I mentioned, and how it will appear in your Link devices to become your default audio device. Let's take a look at USB expansion. Now, I mentioned to you already about the USB port on the very top to accept the camera, and we talked about some of the headset support with electronic hook switch, talked about Bluetooth capabilities, but what I didn't talk about is plugging in a USB stick to the back port, the one that's circled in red. And this is useful for call recording. So once plugged in and enabled by your administrator, you can record your telephone conversations. Now, check first with your local laws, but the capability is there. It's also used for pictures, so you can import pictures to the phone and have screensaver pictures as well. Now, the phone will also support wireless through a USB-attached wireless adapter or dongle. So that will allow you to place the phone in remote locations where there is no network access, but still give you connectivity via wireless. This is a picture of a VVX 600 with an attached expansion module, you'll notice that the icons, this is showing a new version of UCS code that is due to be qualified against Link 2013 shortly. But this code changes the icons to be more in line with the look and feel of Link 2013. It also will show you the extended presence for those contacts as well. So no longer is the contact simply yellow, green, or red. You'll know if that contact is in a call, in a meeting, presenting, or idle, or away. The expansion module on the right shows you what a fully populated screen would look like. Again, that expansion module picture is not showing the newer icons, which are more rectangular, but that is the look and feel of the expansion module on UCS 5.1 code. I talked before about customization and being able to have a user experience that kind of draws the customer in or your end users. And picture one shows what the video experience would look like. Now, if you really want to see this live, I advise that you come over to our booth because we have this up and running, and you'll get to see exactly what the video experience would be like on these devices. So this is with the USB camera plugged in. It has to be a Polycom camera because this is where the codec and the actual processing is done on this camera, so another camera wouldn't work for this application. But this is what the end user experience would look like, and you can increase that picture to fill the entire screen if you like. Picture two shows customization that was done for Progressive Field and how they wanted to be able to have soft keys to be able to signal pantry one or pantry two. So the soft keys can be manipulated, the background can be changed. You can't do this with CX. This is the customization that is available with VVX only. Picture three shows what the idle screen would look like if you customized that. This is a simple web URL to a web page. And if I was to swipe from left to right, I would clear that SFMTA screen, and I would show my link appearances, I would see presence, and I would see my line appearance. I don't know if you know this, but there are two microbrowsers built into the phone. One is the idle screen, which we're seeing in picture three. There's another under the applications page that I'll show you in a couple of slides that allows you to have an informational portal at the user's fingertips. So this is where you're only limited by your imagination in terms of what you can do. Again, CX doesn't give you this capability. VVX is highly customizable. So this could be a launching point for intranet applications. If I was in the legal vertical, maybe this is an application for subject matter billing. If I was in hospitality, this might be a link to allow me to change the status of a room from unavailable to available. It could be other intranet applications that you want your users to get to. So it just provides another avenue of access to applications that maybe they didn't have before, or maybe where a PC is not really, it doesn't make sense to have located there. The VVX line does support Exchange interface through Exchange Web Services. So this picture shows you what that experience might be like. And the users will be prompted with reminders 15 minutes before they start. And then finally, in picture six, and I get asked this a lot, is group paging. And unfortunately, we live in a world today where sometimes we need to notify people on campus or employees in a company that something is happening and that they need to react to. And so the paging is local to the phone. It's not built into Link. This is multicast based, and there are 25 different groups, one of which is an emergency channel. And you can administratively determine who is part of a channel, who has transmit capabilities, or who is simply a receiver of information. Picture seven shows what the idle screen would look like. When you decide that someone is going to be a pinned favorite in Link, they automatically appear on the idle screen of the phone. And picture seven shows a VVX 600 because it's a 16-line phone. One will be taken by your line appearance, and then you have 15 for pinned favorites. If you have a sidecar, they will continue to roll over into that sidecar. Picture number eight is what the call recording interface would look like. when administratively turned on, and when you have a memory stick plugged into the back. Now, for those of you who are in the IT world or are going to be supporting these phones, there is a wealth of information and diagnostics built into the phone. You can obtain this locally at the phone. You can also obtain it through the web UI. And so some of these graphs might be CPU load, or it might be network load. So if you look at picture 10, we're more into some of the information or diagnostic information on the phone, where I want to be able to look at the transmit capabilities. I want to look at what codec has been selected. Am I dropping packets? Is there latency? You can pick up all of this information on the phone itself for those situations where your users might be experiencing some difficulty. There's also another feature called screen capture. This has to not only be administratively switched on, but it also has to then be enabled at the phone. And this does not survive a reboot. So you'd have to enable it again, and that's for security reasons. But this would allow you to log into the phone remotely and see exactly what the phone is displaying at that point in time. So if you look at slide 7, 8, 9, 10, and 12, that's all done. Those pictures were obtained using the screen capture capability of the phone. So this is great if you have to put together training materials, or if you're looking to put together a presentation, or you need to escalate a service issue. You can take a picture of what the phone is seeing and grab it and do what you like with it. And then slide, or picture 12, shows you what the electronic hook switch capabilities are of the phone in selecting either Jabra, Plantronics, or Sennheiser for that EHS mode. And then finally, in terms of customization, this is what an idle screen example would look like in the top left. This one I did for Morgan Stanley. This is just a web page that I went to. And again, not all web pages will render properly, but for demonstration purposes with the customer, this was a perfect example for them to get a sense of what the realm of possibility is with this phone. Same thing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Simply went to their website on the idle screen display option, put in that URL, and this is what displayed. If I swipe from left to right, that moves out of the way. I get to see my link pinned favorites. And then I mentioned before about there being another microbrowser. There is an applications button on the phone that, when populated by the administrator, will give your users access to various applications or intranet apps that you might want them to have access to. So on the lower left, this is an application that I developed. I'm a pilot. I like weather. This is on my PBX at home connected to an OpenSIP PBX that I run. And this was simply a launching point for me to get to information. I want weather on my phone. I want to be able to see the forecast. This can be applications within your environment. It could be for schools, closings. It could be a search interface for users at your business as well. What you can develop with this, again, only limited by your imagination. On the bottom right, that's simply my idle screen on my phone, which is updated dynamically. So CX doesn't give you this type of capability. If you're interested in this, if this is something that has a fit for your users, that's going to help you in that decision tree process in selecting CX or VVX. Something else that you should be familiar with is something called Frappe. And Frappe is a new application framework that is built, or going to be built into our VVX line, that allows you to build custom applications and download them to the phone. Much like you would download applications from an app store to your mobile phone, you're going to be able to do the same thing on VVX phones. And this is a very comprehensive API. It's open. The SDK will be available. And this will allow you to, say, develop a different type of contact interface for your users. Or if you're in the legal vertical and you want subject matter billing or hospitality or any type of application that your users might want, you can develop this application and have it placed on the phone. And the applications use the QML APIs. It's very straightforward. I wish that I could have brought my phone with a couple of sample applications on it, but it's a different look and feel. Rather than having the microbrowser point to a web URL, you can actually have the application downloaded and installed on the phone, and it provides a very different user experience. This is still in the development stage for us, and we're hoping to have this done by year end. Let's take a look at some of the business media phones, take a look at their price points, and where they fall into the use case on this chart. So I've talked about the VVX300 as our entry point phone. It's OpenSIP and Link with 6-line support. This would be great for common areas, vestibules, or any place that you don't need a more rich media experience. As we move up the chain to the VVX400, we introduce color and 12 lines. Also gives you 12 speed dials. Now, it's not in addition to, it's either or, because the screen has a maximum of 12 appearances. You can use that for lines or speed dials or link pin favorites, which is, in essence, one and the same. So this is a mid-range phone that's appropriate for, say, managers or some call coverage capabilities. It's not touchscreen, so if you're going to be developing applications or using the browser, keep that in mind, that the user is going to have to navigate using a button rather than being able to reach out and push or tap on the screen. The VVX500 has Microsoft Exchange Calendar integration. This is the first model that supports touchscreen. Supports video with the USB port on the very top of the phone. Contains the web browser and supports 12 lines. Again, the difference between the 5 and 6 in terms of screen size is slightly different resolution between the two. On the VVX600, in essence, it's the same phone with a slightly larger screen with better resolution and the Bluetooth radio built in. It's a 16-line phone, one for Link, 15 for pin favorites. And then as we move up into the executive area, this is a 7-inch diagonal screen. It's a very different user experience. Supports 6 lines. Video is built in to this device. Now let's compare this to the CX line. We have the CX100, which is a personal speakerphone. High quality, great for small groups or one-to-one use. The CX300 is a USB-only phone. It has to be tethered. It has a presence indicator built in, so you'll see whether or not they're available, away, or busy. There is no extended presence on this. It's simply a color. And it's a 2-line display phone LCD. Again, no frills. The CX500 introduces the color display. We manufacture the hardware, supports HD voice, and this does not have a 2-way speakerphone. Has a speaker for you to monitor, but not a speakerphone. So the CX600 offers you that 2-way speakerphone. It's a great device for that tethered experience and can only be tethered through a USB cable. So while there are USB ports on the back of the phone, they are disabled by design by Microsoft. The only function that that serves is to tether the phone. And then as we move up, for a manager or an executive office is the CX700, which offers a biometric fingerprint reader. It has a much larger display. It's touchscreen, has the presence indicator built in, and it's a pretty nifty experience. Our devices will interoperate with over 60 different call platforms. I mentioned before when we started that CX is a Link-only phone, whereas VVX is a dual stack. It's OpenSIP and Link. And in the OpenSIP world, these are the PBXs that it will connect to. So I led on earlier that we work in an OpenSIP environment, and we can talk to Avaya or Cisco in those transitional situations. And again, this is something that might factor into your decision-making process. So I can take a VVX and connect it to an Avaya PBX with some pretty good level of telephony feature connectivity. It has passed the DevConnect certification with Avaya. And so we can use those phones in a situation where you still have offices remotely situated that are on the Avaya platform, yet you know that you're going to be transitioning over to Link over time. And you want to be able to standardize on one hardware platform. Well, VVX gives you that capability. The VVX also supports H.323 as well. So if you're in an Avaya environment where you have that protocol in use, you can still use the VVX phone and register those lines. In a call manager environment, when set to a third-party SIP device, I can connect VVX to it, although I don't look to try and sell into that environment. It is a migration strategy where when you need basic telephony features, you can leverage VVX against a call manager platform, knowing that you're going to migrate over to Link over time, and you just want to invest in one handset. So when that time comes, when you're moving over to Link, you set the base profile to Link mode, and now the phone is a Link phone. It's that simple. So this is what we're here to talk about, choosing the right device. I've kind of thrown out a lot of information. We're going to start to step through in a more comprehensive manner what that decision tree looks like. I talked to you about optimized phones, which are phones that run Link Phone Edition. They're a Microsoft code base. It's built to the Microsoft reference design, and the user interface is also defined by Microsoft. So the phone has feature functionality built in, and for those environments that simply want a plug-and-play phone, they don't want to tinker, they don't want to customize, they don't want to do anything with the phone other than unpackage it, plug it in, and expect it to work, CX is the way to go. It's perfect for those environments. I mentioned that Microsoft supports the software, and the vendor, assuming it's Polycom, we would support the hardware on that. Now, compatible phones. These are devices that are qualified against Microsoft's third-party interop program, or 3PIP. So right now, our code base, 4.1, is certified against that program. Our UCS 5.0 is in the process of being qualified, and we expect that to be complete in the April timeframe. But compatible are the phones that run the vendor's software code and are certified. So the hardware is defined by the vendor, as is the software. You're going to see a lot of common features that CX offer, and then a superset of features above and beyond that. Maybe that's not important to you, and CX is the right device. But if some of the customization that I've showed here today is important to you, that's going to factor into your decision tree process. You're going to see more competition and innovation, much faster development cycles in the compatible product line with a much broader portfolio. And so this is where all of our research and development dollars are being invested, is in VVX and the UCS code that runs on them. I'm not going to step through this chart with you. I know all of you can read, but I want to point out that there are very common features and elements between the phones. They both will support a tethered environment. They both have a high-def audio experience. They all support PIN authorization for that ease of signing into the Link environment. They all support TLS and SRTP. And all support the basic call features of hold, transfer, conference, mute, and support presence as well. I think this chart really sums up what a lot of the differentiators are. These are the questions that you should be asking yourself as you're stepping through the decision tree process. Do I need a device that's optimized for Microsoft? If yes, then you need CX. Do you need the ability to have a connection via USB? Or do you need malicious call trace? Do you need something that's fully integrated with Microsoft Link? If you're answering yes to these questions, CX might be the right device for you. However, if you're looking for feature and functionality above and beyond, like a touch screen, a VVX is going to be more appropriate. If you need support for video, VVX is going to be your choice. Now, at the end of the day, all of the vendors that are creating these compatible devices were all basically developing to the same set of specs that Microsoft publishes. So in essence, we're all going to have the same basic feature functionality. What you need to look at as part of your decision process is the hardware platform. Which hardware platforms offer you versatility, options such as video, and other feature functionality such as expansion modules? If you're going to be migrating from an OpenSIP environment, perhaps Avaya, maybe Cisco, VVX gives you investment protection by allowing you to standardize on that one handset and then migrate over to Link over time. I talked to you and showed you a little bit about paging. If paging is important to you, this is not something that CX can support. VVX supports it. There are also, this is different. This is paging that's local to the phone. This is not what I would consider overhead paging. That's something that you would use an approved gateway to interface your Link environment to, so you can still have overhead paging. This is simply phone to phone. Shared line appearances. This is really probably the tipping point for people migrating to VVX, are those who need that legacy call coverage capability in our UCS5 code. Or if they need electronic hook switch, if they need the capability to do tethering but over Ethernet, these are decisions that will put you into VVX and out of CX. Some of the features in our new UCS code that's being qualified by Microsoft, Boss Admin is part of that, better together over Ethernet. Device updates. What you can now do with UCS 5 is obtain our firmware in two different versions. You can get it to be set up on a provisioning server so that the phones will knock on the door and download that code. But you can also obtain it in CAB file format and import it into the Link server and leverage that management console to deploy software to your VVX devices in the very same way that you do CX devices. Now, I still believe that people here were going to end up with a provisioning server because they may want to customize the feature functionality. Some of the things that I showed you today with the idle screen or a micro browser, that's set up in a configuration file that resides on a provisioning server. And provisioning is really either an FTP, TFTP, HTTP, or secure HTTP server. It's nothing more than that. It's very simple. If some of the other features in 5.0 will be address book search, the ability to search your Link contacts on the phone itself, the ability to access the call park orbits in Link, and something new called the Link status screen, which is really for those who have to end up supporting these devices for end users. So I want to just quickly go through some of the Boss Admin. It's that legacy call coverage capability. We do have planned enhancements for it, for an intercom, and the ability to transfer calls to the full contact card entry, because right now the default is to transfer to that main entry. I mentioned before a little bit of a gotcha in Link 2010. So if you're going to be setting up Boss Admin, there's a PowerShell commandlet that has to be entered that adds a row to the SQL database. This change has already been incorporated into Link 2013, so no change is necessary in that environment. Setting up Boss Admin is very simple. There's nothing that you do on the phone. It's all done through Link delegation. So once you set up that delegation, then the boss's line appearance will automatically appear on the admin's phone. And then as you step through some of the call process or call progress, on the top left you'll see what the ringing state looks like for the boss, what it would look like for the admin. You see that the call is intended for a specific boss and that the admin can customize the greeting accordingly. When the call is answered, the boss sees that the admin has answered the call. And you'll also notice on the bottom left screenshot that if you look right there, you'll see that vertical red bar. That's a line status indicator. So the admin will know when the boss is off hook. The boss will know when the admin is off hook on the line. That indicator will also flash, just like it would in a key system, when the call is on hold. So you'll get to see exactly what the call status is and answer the call accordingly. Better Together over Ethernet is this tethered experience over an Ethernet interface. The phone has to be set up as the switch, so the PC plugs into it. This is because there is a USB IP connection. There's a UDP broadcast that occurs. We do support VLAN pass-through between these two ports. So if you have any filters between those ports that does not allow for the IP ports to traverse, you will not be able to get that connection. That's a common gotcha that I find with customers, is that they're firewalling those VLANs and they don't have the visibility that they need. This code works with Windows 7 and 8. It does say XP, that's a typo. BTOE will not work with Windows XP. And I mentioned that it must be connected with the VVX PC port. Once you have this set up, you would drop down and set up your phone as the default audio device, just like you would with a headset. So the deployment is very straightforward. There's an installer that is run on the PC, and that sets up and installs the BTOE application and also sets up the USB IP connection between the PC and the phone. It will be enumerated into Windows. It will appear as an audio device and become that default audio device to that user. So now the user can manipulate the link client and the audio will wind up on the phone, just as though you were using a headset to do the same thing. The link device update service, again, firmware and CAB file format, place it onto the link server. This is what it would look like in the management console. It would give you the ability to have the phones passively obtain that software after 30 minutes of idle time. The polling interval is configurable, and the phone will basically poll every 30 minutes or so. You can also trigger the update manually. Address book search, again, link directory, ability to search and find all of the contacts that have been imported into your link directory. Call park simply accesses the call park groups. These slides show what that would look like on the phone, what the call orbit is, and you would, in essence, either page or IM the person what the call parking orbit is so that they can grab the call. The link status screen is something new for UCS 5.0, and this is because of the fact that the VVX phone is so highly customizable that sometimes customers get caught up on, well, I can't connect to link. And very often that's because the phone requires the cert in order to be able to encrypt in TLS and SRTP. And this status screen gives you the ability, much like if you hit control right click on the link icon in the system tray, it brings up a status screen. This does the same thing, but from the phone's perspective of what it's seeing. So now you can understand, am I connected properly? What's the auto discover set to? Do I have the certificate? Things of that nature. So it's very helpful to web into the phone and obtain this information. Why Polycom Voice? Well, I've talked to you a lot about some of the features and functionality, the realm of possibilities with these phones. We have the market position, market leadership with them. They are expandable, and that's really what people like about them. The VVX can be expandable, while CX can't. CX is plug and play, so it has its place and is very popular for those reasons. They're feature rich, extensive management. I didn't even touch the tip of the iceberg on how you can manage and also deal with problems that might crop up for troubleshooting, the logging capabilities. Very simple user interface. CX is very simple. You scroll down, you pick the application that you want, and you're done. With VVX, something very similar. If you stop by the booth, I'll be able to show you how easy that is. The broadest integration with our platform providers and partners, and investment protection by being able to migrate from those OpenSIP or other platforms that support SIP into a link environment. 12 million devices out there and counting. That's a lot of devices. Thank you for your time. And now what I want to do is open this up for questions. Would you mind getting up the mic so other people can hear you? That's a very good question. Do you have your credit card ready right now? The question was, when you buy the phone, can you get firmware updates forever? And the answer is yes. There is no requirement to purchase support to receive firmware updates. And in fact, you have a number of ways to update the firmware on the phones, the VVX phones, that is. One, now, through CX, it's done through the Link Management Console. It's done in-band. On VVX, you can use the web UI. So in proofs of concept, this is what I typically advise. And go to a utilities page. You can drop down and go to a software update and simply point the phone to the Polycom server and choose which level of firmware that you want. You can also download the firmware from our site, place it on a provisioning server, and the phones will take down that software through a number of methods. Any other questions? Actually, for you. Yes. For home users, no. There is not. For home users, if there are issues or some information gathering that you want to be able to obtain, you would have to be able to set the phone to a provisioning server to dump off the logs or web into the phone to obtain those logs. You. The CX700 has been manufactured discontinued, but it is still on the SKU list for sale, so that's why it's brought up. But it has been termed end of life. I've got two more guys. They would all work with the Link Attendant Console, but it's typically, I think you would want to choose one or the other. You could use the Link Attendant Console and field your calls in that environment, but if you're going to be using a desk set with expansion modules, I don't know if that's going to really serve you the same purpose. I would recommend that you choose one or the other, but they would both work. They're mutually exclusive for you. Sir. So the question is there a way to use one management console to manage both CX and VVX? And from a software deployment perspective, I can use the Link Management Console to deploy software to VVX and CX. But I cannot use provisioning server to deploy software to VVX and CX. So that's the only difference. No, there's nothing on the roadmap to do that. Sure. Actually, that's a very good question. The question was, since the phones are so highly customizable, there are a number of XML attributes that can be set to customize the phones, and are there templates? And when you do download our firmware, there's a full set of XML attributes that it's actually not in the code that you download, but it is available. The code that you do download has subsections of that feature functionality broken into a SIP.configuration or a network.configuration that narrows down those XML attributes. What I recommend as best practices with my customers is in a Link environment, you want to set up provisioning so that you have a common configuration file that every phone would ingest. So things such as provisional polling, telling the phone to check in with the provisioning server every 24 hours, at a random time between the start time and the end time. It's not done by default, but we tell the phones to do that. The ability to set it to link-based profile, because by default right now, the phones ship in open SIP mode. They don't ship in link mode. That's going to change. We're going to be adding a SKU to our product list that will allow the phones to be ordered in link-based profile. But assume that it's not. You would want to set that in provisioning so that when the phone is plugged in, it automatically comes up as a link phone. It has, say, base profile. It has a micro browser setting. It has Exchange Web Services set. And that would just become a common file that every phone downloads. And I understand it, and that's an issue that we do hear at times, although we have broken them down into smaller groups. When you get into that level of customization, typically a voice SA like myself would help you step through it and set up those templates. Yes? It's a very good question. For the CX devices that are conference room phones, there's the CX3000, which is Link Phone Edition, that works in the Link environment. There are other conference room phones that will work in the Link environment that are also OpenSIP as well as Link. We do not plan to have a VVX phone that is a conference room phone-like device, although the sound structure conference room device, which gives you that immersive audio experience, is in essence a VVX 500 on a card that you slide into the device. That would be the closest thing that we have. And if you...
Yeah, the question is, I have a customer who mentioned that they don't really want to buy a new phone. They want a new soft pad. It's like USB phones and some speaker. So what's your recommendation? Why do you think some customers use the phone?
Okay, so for those customers who want to be able to use a soft phone, which I imagine you're referring to the Link Soft client. So if they simply want audio like a USB device for a speakerphone, that would plug in and be enumerated as a device like my speakerphone, and they would have that speakerphone capability. But in terms of a telephone instrument, it would only be the CX300 that would work in that environment. VVX doesn't tether by USB, it tethers by Ethernet, so they could still have that experience of moving the audio to a hardware device. Does that answer your question? There are Bluetooth devices that are made by Jabra and Plantronics that would work in that environment. Some people tend to like that experience better. I find that a lot of the times it comes out of the legacy telephony feature use, where they are so accustomed to grabbing the phone and picking it up, they don't know from the Link client, they don't want to know from the Link client. I generally find that in the older populations rather than millennials or younger. They just are accustomed to having a device that they pick up to speak on the phone. And it's really a user-by-user preference is what I find. I'm not as familiar with the power requirements that the 7960 takes, but I can get you the actual power draw, the wattage draw, on a phone-by-phone basis. It is likely that it would not be a problem. If you're using a common more modern, up-to-date PoE switch, we're not going to see a problem. Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for coming. If you have other questions or you want to see some demos, I'll be around the booth today. Come find me, and I'll show you what I talked about today. Thanks.